Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Two guys who would by now be recognized as common law married in at least 8 states, John and Lance, from the Veritex Community Bank Studios on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Oh, yeah, Lance. You picked the wrong day to be sick.
No, I didn't, because I'm sending Mason up there.
Fajita, beef fajita with feta cheese, breakfast tacos. You got brisket and cheese, bacon and cheese, potato. Oh, my goodness. Talk about good. Damaris Catering is excellent. If you got a breakfast, you got a breakfast meeting, they'll deliver. Their catering department is excellent.
Huh? How many tacos are there?
By the time he gets there, they'll be all gone, so don't even send him.
I'm sending Alec and Mason.
No, we don't. Mason's working on his dribble package, okay? He's got no time for that.
He's already got it.
Uh-huh. No, he's got to work on it because he ain't even beaten Timothy Chalamet, okay? So Mason needs to keep on working on his dribble package. Timothy Chalamet would destroy him.
That's like one of the most embarrassing things I've ever heard. If you got beat by Timothy Chalamet, you should just stop playing whatever sport you're playing.
You don't know if the guy's athletic.
I know, but just look at him. Like, he just doesn't. He looks like he's just got such a feminine, waify just vibe to him. I just can't see him being able to hoop on us.
RJ, you're going back. RJ got 2 bacon and eggs, so I know it's a little something about him. There was brisket and egg, and there's bacon and egg. And RJ just went, okay, I'm going bacon. Did you go back and change one in, turn one in? You got bacon.
But I did, when you said, like, the fajitas, I'm like, oh, is this different from, like, the burritos? So, like, that's kind of interesting, man.
Yeah, with feta.
Feta cheese.
Feta. Yeah, it was good. It was delicious. That's the one I grabbed. Because I'm Greek, so I had to grab the feta. So did you see this? You're going back to Jacksonville. Did you see this Jaguars assistant coach story?
Oh, yeah, I saw that. But the big news right now is that the Jags just re-signed Dewan Smoot. So that's the big news going around right now.
Okay. They also announced that Kevin Maxson, their strength and conditioning coach, has become the first male coach in major American men's professional sports to publicly come out as gay. He went to outsports.com, and he said, I wanted to, you know, we get-togethers, and everybody brings their families, and I wasn't able to bring anyone, and I was hiding it, and I don't have to hide it anymore. And Shad Khan said he's thrilled with it and happy, and he's got a place. I'm going to tell you this. It's a great move. It's a great move. Kevin Maxson can never be fired now.
Okay? It's a great move.
It's a great move. Even if you're not gay, you should come out as gay in the NFL. Because you got a job for life now.
I can't believe there was even a question of who was the worst person at the station.
You need to maybe come out as gay so you can keep your job at the NFL Network.
Yeah, get another contract.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I just.
How could they fire you?
No, I'm not going to use that as leverage for contract negotiations.
Well, I'm just saying. If you want to,
that was a great move by him.
It's a great move. He might not even be gay. I don't know.
He is. He's got a boyfriend of 2.5 years.
Yeah. Okay. Well, boyfriend. You don't know. It's his significant other. So, I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying. It's a great move.
He can be fired also.
No. No. You can't. Now he can't. Okay? There's no chance. If you're a player, you can be. What was his name from Missouri?
Oh, Michael Sam.
Yeah. Michael Sam, he wasn't good enough. He just wasn't good enough. But as an assistant strength and conditioning coach, there's no way you can fire him.
You know, there was an offensive lineman from Kansas State, too. I think it was last year, year before, who had come out while he was there. I want to say a player at Pittsburgh. And then we know that Carl Nassib was the first one,
right.
First professional athlete to come out while he was still playing. And this is the first coach. So, yeah. Assistant strength and conditioning or strength and conditioning?
His assistant strength and conditioning.
Okay.
Perfect spot to come out. Perfect spot.
That actually will be a big story in Jacksonville.
Yeah. Yeah. 713-780-3776. I'm coming out as the first gay 975 tweeter. I will never stop. That's AJ. Al said that. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. You know what? I'm never going to block you. So you'll never get blocked as the first gay 975 tweeter. So, yeah, it's a good
one. I don't think he is the first, but okay. If he's going to say he's the first.
Well, I don't know. Has anyone else told you that any other tweeter to the show told you that they were gay?
Yes.
Are they?
Yeah.
Who is it? Who is it? They want to be. Apparently, they want to be outed.
Well, it was a female.
Oh, it was a female.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Good. Good on you. Congratulations. That's a great move. 713-780-3776, the number, if you would like to get in here with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Are you going to watch? Guess what I watched last night, besides the Astros?
You watch soccer.
New Zealand versus Norway in the opener of the
Women's World Cup.
Women's World Cup.
Oh, is it the opener? Yeah. I'm going to watch Women's World Cup. I'm also going to watch Lionel Messi tonight. Well, if I'm not sick, well, I'm going to be sick, I'm sure. But I plan on watching Lionel Messi, although they only expect him to play 20 or 30 minutes. And I may see what Slam Ball is all about. Slam Ball is going to
start
6 o'clock today. Yeah.
It's debuting today, Slam Ball? Yep. It looked like it's pretty physical. It looked like fun.
Yeah. So I'll check out Slam Ball. I'll check out Lionel Messi. But, yeah, I plan on watching Women's World Cup.
That's good stuff. So we got a busy weekend. We got Astros and A's. We got Women's World Cup. The women's first game is Saturday.
Is the Women's World Cup?
In New Zealand.
Oh, it's in New Zealand. So what time are the games going to be?
New Zealand and Australia. The women tomorrow play Vietnam on Saturday in a tournament.
What time?
It doesn't say what time it will be on here. I'll have to find that. What time where they'll be airing it here. It said that they were playing the 21st, but apparently it's Saturday here. We'll have to figure that out. I don't know what time, but you will be able to see all the women's games here. The opponents on Auckland on Saturday, Vietnam, massive underdogs, but U.S. fans expecting a repeat of their 13-0 drubbing of Thailand may be left disappointed. Oh, yeah, last year, U.S. beat Thailand 13-0. Last year, their opener, they beat Thailand 13-0. I don't think
they're going to
beat
Vietnam. The U.S. did?
Yeah.
13?
I missed that. They're in Group E. Group E, they've got Netherlands, they've got Vietnam, and somebody else. And New Zealand beating Norway last night, 1-0, was a stunner, apparently. Norway has won it all before. So That was a stunner. So this is we'll see. I'm interested. This is
The women play tonight at 8 o'clock.
Oh, it's tonight at 8 o'clock, but it's Saturday there.
Yeah, Switzerland. Yeah, Spain has already won 3-0. Switzerland won 2-0. And at 8 o'clock, Vietnam and the U.S. play tonight.
Oh, okay. It's already Saturday. I don't know how that's working, but 8 o'clock tonight they'll be on. And but it's everything that it says here is that they're playing Saturday there. So yeah, they're ahead of us apparently. They're way ahead of us. 713-78. Yeah, like isn't it like? It takes how long does it take to get
it's
there?
It's like 18 hours.
18 or 19 hours to get there.
Yeah,
yeah. So that's something I'm not interested in. If you want to know the truth, Australia I think looks a lot like. Doesn't it look a lot like America? I don't have to go 19 hours to see another America, right?
Oh, I don't know if it looks like America. They've got kangaroos. They don't.
Yeah, they say words funny. They say the C word a lot. So. I mean, it's different in that way. We don't use that kind of language here. But, they play tonight, but it's actually Saturday there.
Yeah. They're far ahead of us. Mm-hmm. And same thing, you know, Europe is 7 hours ahead of us. They're even more.
Yeah. That's ugly. You can't fire me. No, bleep. No, not Dan Holden. That's an ugly, ugly, ugly thing to say. 713-780-3776, the number. John Clay Wolf is who I want to talk about now. Talk about guys who will say anything, like me and John Clay Wolf, apparently. But John Clay Wolf has been doing this. I've been doing it a while, too. But John Clay Wolf is the longest running show on this station. And John Clay Wolf has been doing it right for years and years and years. John Clay Wolf just does it right every single day. He buys cars, and he pays you more for those cars. Now, how is that right? I don't know, because he's still able to sell them and make a profit. The business is profitable because I've seen him building ranches and all kinds of stuff. So the dude is doing good, and he's doing $2 billion worth of car buying and selling. So this is something that is unbelievable. Where he come from Dallas and Houston to start, you know, buying cars on the radio, and now he's all over the country. He's one of the nation's biggest car buyers, and the reason for that is because he pays you more. That's all. So whenever you are, my friends, whenever you are trying to sell your car, make sure that you go to GiveMeTheVIN.com. It should be your first stop. You should see what that value is, and then you'll see the other places where you're trying to sell it. Not as much. You know where I'm going to go? Where I'm going to sell it? GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
ESPN 97.5.com. You need to learn.
Let the boy watch. He needs to learn the way I learned from my father.
Back to John and Lance in the Veritex Community Bank Studios and what is one of RJ's last rejoins as he continues his epic life journey in Florida. Godspeed, RJ. You will be missed.
Yes, he will. For those of you just coming in, RJ's last day is today. He's moving back to Jacksonville. He's got a job as a afternoon producer there. It's much better radio than he found here. He found it was... It was kind of a waste of his life to be here and doing this show. So
I did not say that.
No. But we understand. We understand. Working with me and Lance these years, you got to feel like, wow, where is my life going? What is wrong with me? Why am I doing this?
When did you come, RJ?
March of last year?
Okay, it was March.
So you've been here 15, 16 months?
Yeah.
March of last year. So you've been through it all with us.
Yeah, I've been through a little bit. Like, I'll say this, like, if you guys, like, are asking. I thought that you guys, even though you guys had, like, chose me, like, here, I thought you guys didn't like me, like, for the first, like, couple of months. Like, I thought you guys were like, eh, like, whatever.
No, that's just how we are.
Yeah, that's, then Dale, like, kind of said, no, that's just just up. I was like, oh, okay. Because, yeah, I'd walk out the station, and I'd be like, do they like me? Like, I don't know. I'm trying to come and, like, talk to him after the show. Like, John's like, no, I got to go. Bye. And then, like, Lance just goes into his office and just closes the door. I'm like, oh, these guys don't like me for real.
No. That's how we – listen, don't take any offense. I'm out of here. Okay? I'm going to play golf. No offense. No offense, but
I ain't
about that
right
sitting
afterwards.
Around and talking about the show afterwards. About that life. Okay? So – no, I think you learned that afterwards. Oh, no, that's just how they are.
Oh, yeah, I was just like, yeah, that's just how they are.
That's all. They ain't sticking around. Well, yeah, let's talk about what we did now. No, thank you, no. Brian Harman leading by 5, minus 10 at the Open Championship. What a great couple of rounds by Brian Harman. Shot 66 today, 65? 65 today. And that's 6 under today. So he had himself a great round. Eagled 18. John Rahm is in at plus 2. He bogeyed 18 like an idiot. I mean, not like an idiot, but I've got him too, and it's disgusting me if you want to know the truth. But he will make the cut. The projected cut is plus 3, and it should stay that way if winds pick up this afternoon. And even if it's two over, you know, Rahm is there. So he'll make the weekend. So Lance is doing the show from home. John Granato deeming coming out a good career move. Which holiday is this holiday show for? It's just a regular summer Friday. No, it's a holiday show. It's a Friday. And we got Women's World Cup. Somebody said YouTube.
Women's World Cup, slam ball, and yeah. Lionel Messi and Busquets are both playing for Inter Miami.
Y'all learning about time zones live on air is awesome.
Well, I know about time zones.
I know about time zones.
You seem to be very, very confused about how this is a Saturday game.
It's a Saturday there and a Friday here.
Right.
It doesn't seem right, but okay. All right. It seems like it's a lot of – I mean, yeah, we are 7 hours, 6 hours behind England, right? But, man, we're way behind over there in Australia. They're a whole day ahead of us.
Until John finds out the water when you flush goes counterclockwise.
Oh, it's unbelievable. That's just stupid. That's why I don't want to live there. Dude, ask Lance how well Nicole takes care of him when he's sick.
0%.
She's not going to – what? She's not going to bring you some soup?
No, she brought me some Gatorade, and she's going to. She even told me after she's going to physical therapy, and so after that, she said, let me know. I'll bring something home for you. So she is. She just doesn't want to get whatever I have, although she was already sick, so I don't think she can get it.
She passed that on to you.
Yeah, she might have.
I thought it was those idiots in L.A. that gave you this, but apparently it's your family that's disease-ridden.
No, yeah. By the way, I saw your girl Jamie Erdahl.
You did? How's Jamie?
She's fine. And I talked to Kyle Brandt for a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, he used to work for Jim Rome. He took over for what Travis Rogers was doing. And told him, I said, you know that I'm the one that sent Jose Lima and Steve Elkington. They were on our show in the morning with me and John and I said, I sent him over to Travis Rogers. He goes, that was you? I said, yeah. He goes, how did you know Steve Elkington? I said, because we had a golf guy on, Dick Harmon, who introduced us. And Elk used to come on, not all the time, but Elk would come on from time to time. And I said, he's like, Elkington might be the biggest legend ever in that whole show. Mm-hmm. I said, yeah, because he's hilarious.
Wow. Yeah. Listen, that's exactly what I was talking about when I was talking about producers versus the talent, right? Running backs, you're not getting paid. You know who the talent was on that Rome show? The guys who were writing for him.
Yeah, exactly. Kyle Brandt wrote for him. Right. Now he does Good Morning Football, but Travis Rogers wrote like his entire script for him.
Yeah. Yeah. Travis Rogers was a big reason why Jim Rome was as popular as he was.
Oh, it's huge.
And who got paid more, Rome or the producers?
Yeah. I'll never forget being up in the press box in the Astrodome when Jim Rome came in for his first tour stop. He was broadcasting from up there for some reason, and I saw him reading everything, like all of his stuff. I was like, "What? He reads? This is all typed out?" Yep. Travis typed it all out. So we do have Astros. We do have Women's World Cup team. I am going to follow the Women's World Cup team. And I think I'm going to watch some of the other World Cup matches as well. I got to find out where it is on TV. And then also, where is the Open being played? Like, what's it on from a television standpoint? USA,
and then NBC.
Okay.
Yeah. NBC this weekend. But Rasan, are you watching it right now on USA? Of course
I'm
you
about
are.
To flip there right now.
Well, yeah. Fact. Yeah. Let's go. Get over there. Dr. Dre wants a shout out to REA. What do you say, Dr. Dre?
Yo, Double Rise fellas, and shout out to RJ. It's been a good run with you, man. And I got to say, you've captured a couple of great golden moments here on the radio with us. And how can we ever forget? Alexa, please turn off, Alexa. And also, how can we not forget Tiny Hole Princess?
Heidi Ho, Princess.
Provided with that.
It's Heidi Ho, Princess.
Heidi Ho. What did he say? Tiny Ho?
Tiny, yeah, just don't even say it.
That's a, not right.
Heidi Ho. As a matter of fact, can you play? Make sure that you keep that for the next producer. Make sure you keep Alexa.
Yeah. Get that to our next producer. All right? Get all the stuff, all your good captures to our next producer, who shall rename nameless until you find out on Monday. You find out on Monday exactly who that is going to be right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Anthony wants to talk about running backs. Hey, Anthony.
Hey, guys. I already know who the next producer is, but you know, I'm not going to say what their purpose is. But I want to talk about these running backs. If these running backs did, like, incentive-based, like, heavy incentive-based, like, if you rush the ball for 225 times, you get $1 million. Or if you rush for 1,000 yards, you know, you get another $1 million. If they start that from the time they're a rookie all the way until they retire from the league, and it's a heavy incentive-based, then I think this will solve the problem. So a guy like Derrick Henry can end up making $50 million since, you know, he rushes the ball, like, 500 times in a season. So that's how I feel like they can kind of solve that issue with the running back, since they do get the ball more than anybody else on the field.
Well, the one thing that concerns me a little bit, and I'm not sure the NFL would do this, is if you have it tied directly to statistics, then that creates tension between the coach and the player, because,
right,
you know, that's why a lot of it has been playing time. It's been snaps. It's been, you know. As a matter of fact, John, are you even allowed? I'm trying to remember if you're even allowed to have. I don't think you're even allowed to have incentive-based.
In the NFL, you can. Not in baseball, you can't. But in the NFL, you can. Yeah.
Okay, because if you win awards, you know, like there's bonuses for Pro Bowl, there's bonuses for All Pro, stuff like that.
Well, right, and if you bench a guy, you sit a guy the last couple of games of the season when he's got likely to be earned incentives, that you're right.
That's where
it creates a lot of stuff. So, but no, in the NFL you can look at D-Hop's contract, and in Major League Baseball you can't.
Yeah, that's right.
You can
go by
appearances, number of appearances that a guy is in, but no statistics.
Snaps. Maybe there's going to be some for health, you know, like per game bonuses, because that's something that. Yeah, and there are some per-game bonuses that are out there with different contracts, but maybe that's one that you say, okay, well, if a guy's going to be healthy, let's reward him, because it is a very physical position. Maybe it's a per-game bonus that you can have. Because one of the arguments against Saquon Barkley is he's only played 16 games. He did his rookie season, and then he did last year. He missed one game, but he played 16 games last year. But sandwiched between it was a 13, a 2, and a 13. So one of the arguments against Saquon is, okay, well, you want this, but you haven't been healthy or really consistent during your time that And I don't know why it's always Saquon Barkley that we're talking about. Saquon, Josh Jacobs was better than Saquon last year. For some reason, Saquon, I guess because of the Giants. And by the way, when I was at, like, there was some really cool information that we got at the NFL media event. Like, the international games really were huge for NFL Network. But the Giants games, apparently the Giants are just move the needle like crazy. The Giants, less so the Jets, really help from a rating standpoint when the Giants are good. I don't know why I wouldn't think they would. I mean, it's New York. Of course the Giants would matter, but it's apparently a really big deal, which leads me to believe that's why, you know, all the talk is about Saquon Barkley and it's not about Josh Jacobs, who also, you know, did not sign his contract, his franchise tag. Now, you know who did sign franchise tag, very wisely so, I might add, was Tony Pollard. I think it was very smart for Pollard to say, you know what, I'm taking this 10.1 or whatever it is, and we'll go from here. We'll see what I do for after this. Next year, if you franchise him again, it's a big bump up. So I think Pollard's pretty smart for just saying, hey, I'll take my money now. I'm not, you know, I didn't come in as the first, you know, as the first running back off the board like Saquon did.
Yep. All right, 929 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. Ryan, we'll get you in on the other side. But first, Lance has got to talk about siding and windows.
Allstate Windows and Siding. I talked about siding the last time out. I want to focus on the windows today. Did you know that Allstate Windows and Siding, they have windows that were made right here in Texas? And the reason that is important is because people in Texas, people who are making windows in Texas, understand what you're up against. You're up against heavy winds, potentially hurricane strength winds, occasional hail. We know you're going to get a ton of sun and dry times whenever you know we just don't get any rain. And then we'll get just crazy gully washers where we get rain every single day. And we're, of course, always dealing with humidity. So you want to make sure that you have a window that is well-built, double pane, double strength, that is retrofit into the window pane so that you have no leakage. When you have no leakage, your air conditioning and your energy bills can be up to 40% more efficient. So can you imagine reducing your energy bills by up to 40%? Well, that actually happens for people who get new windows from AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com. If you want to check them out for yourself, go to the website, AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com. You can see all the different windows they have. And I talk about the energy efficiency, but, you know, it's just going to make your house look really updated and look really great from the curb. Really adds curb appeal. So make sure that when you're talking about doing the interior of your house and you want to, you know, refresh it, you want to remodel it, don't forget to remodel the outside of your house with windows and siding from Allstate Windows and Siding.com. Ask about the 97.5 discount, and they are going to give you a big discount on complete siding jobs or with your windows. It's Allstate Windows and Siding.com.
ESPN 97.5.com, Tiger Friendly Radio.
He would take a picture of Carol and take her head and put it on the body of a man in a diaper.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's time to rejoin the undisputed best sports talk show in Houston. It's Clearly John and Lance, except no substitutes.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. RJ's final day here on the show. For those of you just joining us, he's heading back to Jacksonville of his own accord. He wasn't fired here. He just wants to go back. He'd be closer to family. A good job in the afternoon, producing the afternoon show there with good people as opposed to the ones he worked with here. So he is his last day today. So if you want to shout out, let's do it in a hurry because this is his last segment before News of the Weird.
Like I said, it's not like I love you guys, first of all. Also, again, when we first were partnered together, another reason why I didn't think you guys liked me. Remember when we went to the Golden Nugget? So I come to the restaurant, like, to hang out with you guys. And it's like I sit down. Both of you guys look at each other and say, all right, we're going to go gamble. I'm like, I wasn't even here like 6 months yet.
We had been there for 2 hours. What were you doing upstairs?
Oh, yeah, no, I wasn't right. there for 2 hours.
We were there for 2 hours before you, you came down to the restaurant.
Dinner was like at 7.
We were watching the game. We were we ate already before you even got there. Where were you all that time?
I didn't know you guys went down. You guys didn't even text me and say, like, hey, like, we're getting dinner. Like, come down.
John didn't text me either. I just went down there and just checked.
Yeah. I just went down. But you got to know, you don't wait. You go down and eat when you got free food waiting for you at the bar and restaurant. And you drink and eat for free.
That's a fact.
That's right. So you took your sweet old time upstairs. I don't know what you were doing up there.
No, I was
sitting over there. Did you rent a movie?
I thought that you guys were going to.
Did you rent a movie up there?
No, I thought you guys were.
One of the bad ones?
I thought you guys were, like, waiting until 7, or we were going to text each other and say, hey, come down. And I was like, oh, no, they didn't. No,
hey, RJ, we don't do that. RJ, turn to channel 212 for John right now.
No, we're watching the golf. We're not watching.
No, just real quick.
RJ? 212? What's on 212?
Good morning, football.
Oh, is Jamie Rudolph there?
I just want you to see something.
Yeah. And she's standing up. She's a good-looking girl. That's all. She's a fine-looking young lass.
This is like they're just replaying stuff. They got the whole week off.
Oh, they did? They're replaying? Yeah. Okay. Jamie Erdahl is a fine-looking young lady. Yeah.
And well, that's not what I was reason. I wanted you to see this. That dog.
That dog that's on there right now? Okay, yeah. Well, I have a story for you. Well, yeah, we got ahead. Guys that are waiting to say goodbye. But sleeping with your dog is bad for your health. How about that?
Nope. I got two dogs with me right now.
And guess who's sick?
Well, that's true.
Okay. Who sleeps with their dog and guess who's sick? Who doesn't have a dog and guess who's not sick? This guy.
Yeah. That's true.
That is true. I mean, it's ridiculous. You're sick all the time. Your kids are sick all the time.
I'll fall and get hurt, but I'm not sick all the time.
Well, it's probably because of your dogs. You lose your balance because you're sick and then you fall down and break stuff. Ryan is here. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Hey, after all the negativity that Dell brought to the show, man, RJ just showed up with a positive light, man. I want to say farewell to all of RJ. Also, while I was in Houston the other day, I saw Juggalo Trey out there looking for handouts. Maybe y'all should give him a job.
No, Juggalo Trey is working at another radio station.
Here comes Dell. Uh-oh.
What's that guy's name?
Ryan.
Ryan, have you not listened to this entire show about how RJ has tried to reach out to these two clowns and they've rejected him at every opportunity? And you're talking about my negativity? You obviously don't listen. And you know what? There are producer killers. Look at the string these guys are on. First me, then what's his name? What's his name again?
Ryan.
Not Ryan.
Oh, Aaron.
After me, who was the producer?
Aaron.
Aaron, then RJ. They've killed off three producers in less than 18 months. Ryan, pay attention to your faves. They're the worst.
He said, but didn't he say that after all your hatefulness and negativity that RJ was a ray of sunshine
or
whatever?
Yeah, because he can't
read. Well, because you're a ball of hate.
Because he doesn't know what he's listening to.
Your hatred for everything.
Ryan doesn't know what he's listening to. He's just another one of your dumb sycophants.
Listen
to what's happened. RJ is reaching out, trying to build a bond. Nah, we're good. Nah, we don't want to do that.
You know what's funny? And when we've tried to build, you know where we learned it from? We learned it from watching you.
You.
Every
watching
time
you, Dad.
I take Dell,
that's why we're like we are.
Producers, if they want to do something, I'm not going, we're not friends. I'm not going to your house. Yeah. I'm not going anywhere.
Right. That's all he ever said. I'm not friends with you two. That's
so
all
like,
he ever said.
I guess that's how it is with producers. We'll just go eat our food and go gamble.
Yeah. That's what we do. He took forever to get down there. That's why. We were done eating. We're trying to go get our drink on and our gamble on.
Speaking of, funny moment at the Gold Nugget. So you guys left because you had a golf. They had a golf thing there for you to go to. And then Lance was very mad at his son, I guess, for bad grades or something. So he walked out after. You know they locked me in, like, the the place. They locked me in there.
Did they really?
Yeah, like you two left. I'm cleaning up, and they just put the gate down and locked it.
What?
Did you get out of there?
I was like, hello? And so somebody had to come open it for me.
No kidding.
I was like, that's how much they think about me, John and Lance. They said, hey, like, can you make sure this guy gets out before?
You're on your own, brother. Get out yourself. Pena wants a shout out. Hey, Pena.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, RJ, before I go, man, I just want to tell you this. The Lakers suck and the Dodgers suck. Jaguars suck. Have fun over there, man. We don't want you to hate.
Whoa, RJ, the Lakers suck and the Dodgers suck and so do the Jaguars. It's one of the last things you heard here. How about that?
Listen, Lakers were in the Western Conference Finals last year. Jags won the division. And the Dodgers
suck.
They're the Dodgers.
They suck. All right. The Lakers suck. Okay. You got to admit it. The Lakers were in the Western Conference Finals. Was that the finals against the Jazz? Against the Nuggets?
Western Conference Finals, yeah.
Oh. I thought that was the second round. All right. Well, he's right about a lot of stuff there, RJ. I'm sorry. He made some really good points. Mito. Hey, Mito.
Hey, RJ. Best of luck over there, man. Well wishes. We always got love for you for getting rid of that jerk, Dale. So, yeah, we appreciate that. And have fun watching the Texans whoop that Jacksonville Jaguar ass all year. Appreciate it, man.
You're catching it on the way out, RJ. Catching it on the way out. Ryan wants to talk about Dell. He's back. Ryan, come on in.
Dell, you come on, Dell. You always kept Johnny G and LZ down. You had the negativity, and weren't you the reason for inner show negativity why they fought with each other?
Mm-hmm. You always kept Johnny G and Lance down. You're the reason for the negativity. That's you. Yes. You little ball of hate. That's
Ryan. I'm full with Torchy's tacos, so I don't really want to bother with you. But you're a supposed fan.
Jamaris Torchy tacos.
Whatever. Yeah. You're a supposed fan of the show, and you don't get the show at all. How long have you been listening? John is an agitator.
No,
he looks for people.
I'm a man of the people.
You are not a man of the people.
Man of the people.
You have a guy who's all alone in the city. Came from Jacksonville to work with you, and you couldn't even bring him into the fold.
I did.
He felt like an outsider for months.
Because listen, you're the one that taught us. Oh, my personal life is my personal life, and you're not part of it. You're the one that taught everybody that.
That's my personal way of doing things because I don't want you two jerks in my life as I'm spitting up cheese. But RJ wasn't looking for that. He was looking for guys because I had lived here for a long time. I didn't need someone to bring me in and show me around. This guy
RJ
moved halfway across the country with no family. And,
RJ,
what did you guys do?
Who took you to a Rockets game?
That would be John Granato.
John Granato. What did Lance take you to? Nothing. He is the jerk.
But what?
No question.
Did he say for months he thought you guys didn't like him?
Well, no. That's just how we are. Why? Because after the show, I leave right away? That's
But there are other things you could have done.
No.
You didn't make him feel like a part of the family for months.
He is. He's a part of
now
the family.
Now he is.
I just heard you
hard
guys.
Hard one.
Yeah.
I just heard you guys always talking about Dell, and so I was just like, oh, like, I'll never be Dell. Like,
yeah,
just,
thank God.
I'll never be Dell.
I don't know why you like that on you anyway. Yeah. I mean, Aaron came before
we
came
didn't
before
want you,
you
to be Dell.
Look, it's mostly because their listeners are racist. They couldn't remember that there was a guy who was there before you named Aaron who wasn't black. So they, there's an ex-black guy, so you can't ever be Dell. He didn't have to be Dell. He wasn't even the guy after the guy. There's another guy. Stop it.
Listen.
This is the listenership they bred. People can't tell black people apart.
this is a complete airing of grievances.
See the agitator?
This is a complete airing of Dell's grievances.
Yes. This isn't about RJ. You've made it about
this
himself.
This isn't even you made know, it was about cancer, yourself.
Cancer in the locker room. Makes it all about himself, Dell. Okay? Cancer in the locker room.
Are you
room.
Doing another Paul's show today?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dell acts like his dad dropped him off at the Home Depot. No, that was his brother. That was his brother. That's who did that. Mark wants a shout out to RJ. Mark?
RJ, we'll miss you, friend. You could have had a little more edge to you, a little more hate for my taste, but that's okay. You got to go with what you know. I tell you, I will miss the way you spin tunes, man. There were times when it was, you know, this show was like a rave without the ecstasy. Only, I wouldn't know what that was about, but anyway. So best of luck to you, man. God bless, and thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service, RJ. Thank you for your service. Yeah, his music. I mean, not our last producer, but the one before, he sucked at picking music. Anyway.
I like that RJ would come with some old like Shalimar and stuff like that, too. That just tells me you got that for your mom. Mm. There's no way you got that. That music had to come from mom.
Oh, yeah. Like, that music came from, like, mom, dad, all that stuff. And then me also snooping around, like, old music. So, yeah.
That's that. Hey, listen, we're going to miss that about you. We're definitely.
Now, like he's like Mark said, I could have used a little more edge, a little more hate.
Yeah, you didn't have enough hate.
A little
in
more hate.
Yeah. If it's gonna be, if you're gonna produce this show, you gotta have some hate in you.
If you guys would have, like, okay, this is what I'll say. If I didn't talk to Dell, and then also shout out to MC, I think the hate would have came out. So, like, when they made me understand that, like, oh, that's just how they are, RJ. Like, don't take it personal. I'm like, okay, because after the Golden Nugget, I was like, oh, they really don't like me for real? And what? I was gonna turn into, like, this ball of hate, like Dell. And then they were like, no, RJ, just, it's not like that.
It's not like that. It's just not. All right, we got to break it, and we got news of the weird coming your way next, right here on ESPN 97.5, and a farewell to RJ. But
why
first,
why don't you do RJ news of the weird? Why don't you have RJ?
Okay, we'll do it with RJ and see how RJ reacts to the news of the weird. Right now, though, we're talking to you and I are talking about Aqueduct Plumbing. We're talking about just the best damn plumber. The best damn plumbers in the world. 28148. And I'm not, that's not an exaggeration. I love Billy. I love Mary, what they do over there. Oh my God, they're so good. Coming to the house and detecting immediately what's wrong, taking action, stopping it. For me, we could have lost all of our floors. They were buckling because we had a leak behind the wall. And he immediately came in, boom, 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 and it's done. Stop the leak. Fix the pipes, and then we had to deal with the, you know, the insurance company, and well, they introduced us to the Resto Pros, who were great, and they'll do that for you as well. If you're looking for a great plumber that is going to come to your home absolutely free and make sure that everything is right, if you feel like you have any issues whatsoever, if your water bill is even too high, they'll come to see, they'll leak detect for you, they'll do it all. If you've got any kind of plumbing issue, there's only one place to go. 281-488-6238, 281-488-6238, or aqueductplumbingcompany.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Watch out, door.
I will not be murdered wearing a blue and white plastic cone on my head. It's positively undignified.
Time now for news of the weird with John and Lance.
John and Lance Weird.
News of the Weird.
News.
Weird. All right, welcome back. RJ's last day. So he is going to be answering these questions. From News of the Weird. RJ, a woman turned 4 pounds of excess skin into human leather. Do you want a leather belt from this woman's 4 pounds of human skin?
Absolutely not. How is that even possible for you to turn your skin into leather?
She had a little bit excess, apparently. She lost some weight, had some excess skin. Leather belt. You want one or no?
Absolutely not. Carrying around a dead person on my... on my waist?
Well, it's dead skin. Their person's not dead.
It might as well be.
Yeah. Well, cut it off and let's. Why are we going to throw it away when we could use it for good and not evil?
What good are you going to use it for, John, if you were to get
a
it?
A belt to keep my pants up. You know what? People need to keep their pants up. There's too many people walking around with their pants around their hiney. They're below their hiney. So if you got to have a leather skin belt, then I'm all for it.
That's why I'm starting to wear sweatpants all the time.
A Burger King assistant manager arrested serving customers fries from the trash can. Do you think you should be arrested for serving people fries from the trash can?
Absolutely. What's in the fries? Like
garbage.
And they're old fries too. He's probably just reheating them, giving them to you.
They were thrown out, taking them out, and serving them to customers. You're gross. You should be arrested.
You should be gone, dunzo.
In Lithuania, do you want to move to Lithuania?
What's in Lithuania?
Well, they have penis-flavored potato chips.
Pass.
There could be yours for just $7. There's a guy with, he's naked, but he's got a leaf in front of his stuff. And they're called Big Chaz. Wow. I don't think I want any of those.
Is it Chaz like C-H-A-S?
Z-Z.
Oh, because I was going to say,
not Chaz McCormick.
Well, I mean, if you wanted a new business venture.
Yeah, that's not. Neymar says he cried for 5 days after Brazil lost the World Cup. Do you think maybe he overreacted?
Yeah. Well, I mean, but dude, if you lose something big as that, yeah, I'm pretty sure you would cry for 5 days.
Get over it. A survey says 62% of American golfers believe they could beat a tour pro on at least one hole. Do you think you could beat a tour pro on at least one hole, RJ?
I mean, if it's mini golf, maybe. But, I mean, actual golf? No, you saw my golf swing at a tee box, John.
Yeah, you couldn't beat him on. I could, maybe. Here's the difference. Like, Lance's kids can't beat a pro, beat pros at basketball. But even 1950s pros. But you could actually win a hole. If a pro hits a bad shot, which happens even to pros, you could actually win one of the holes. But you can't beat him for 18 holes. There's no way. A Florida jury awarded an eight-year-old girl $800,000 after she got second-degree burns from a McDonald's chicken nugget. Would you take a burn from a chicken McNugget for $800,000?
How?
Well, you remember the woman who spilled the coffee and she got millions.
But that's coffee, yes. Well, but a chicken nugget?
Second-degree burns from chicken nuggets.
How? Did they just take the chicken right out of the fryer and just give it to her?
Oh, she was burned in what part of her body? Burns from a local report. Scalding hot. Burned the leg. Burned her leg. Just like the woman with the coffee.
I'm trying to figure out how.
Yeah. Well, after they come out of the fryer... Scalding hot?
But they put them in the... If you have, like, more orders...
Would you take a scalding hot second-degree burn for $800,000?
Absolutely. Sign me up.
Yep. A man died after collapsing outside of the restroom in Death Valley National Park amid 121-degree heat. Do you feel like you should pretty much expect to die? It's called Death Valley National Park. I mean... Honestly,
it's in the name.
It's right there in front of you. Why are you going to a place called
Death
Valley?
And you
want to
be outside in 100 and something degree
weather? 121 degrees.
I'll stop it.
121 degrees. I think Lance would die there. I know Lance would die there. He hates heat, and he would die.
He hates heat.
Did you see Wiz Khalifa throw out the first pitch, and he was wasted to the bejesus? He threw out the first pitch for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Is it surprising that he was stoned to the bejesus?
No. Wiz Khalifa's always promoted weed.
Wiz Khalifa is. That's it, RJ. You're done. We appreciate you. We've loved you. Well, despite what you thought of us early on. Okay? We've loved you. You've been great. You've been the best producer the show's ever had. The best producer ever. Okay? And I say that only because Dell's in there and he can.
Exactly.
That's it. So I just want you to know that. And I want Dell to know that. So we really appreciate you. Have a great time in Jackson. I don't know why anyone would move from Houston to Jacksonville, but you're doing it. You said you, and you did this on your own, of your own accord, right? You're not being held hostage or anything? Your family's not?
No, not being held hostage. Nope.
Okay. So that's a good thing. We'll miss you. Thanks for everything. RJ, everybody, big hand for RJ. RJ leaving the station to go and move on to Jacksonville. In the meantime, Lance, you need to talk about, what does Lance need to talk about, RJ? You can tell him in the last one. Gulf Coast, Craig DeSerf. You need to talk about Craig DeSerf, Lance.
Well, we're talking about getting a GMC Sierra pickup truck right now. That's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the V8 engine that they have available for you. It's a really cool exterior, really cool design. I think you're going to love the way it looks. Go to LanceCars.com and you can take a look at it for yourself. You can see their entire inventory. But the GMC Sierra pickup truck, right now they have really great APR financing and dealer cash back, where you can choose either one. But it doesn't stop there. With Craig DeSerf and Rick Drenner and their entire staff, what they basically do is they want you to control the car buying experience. They want you to have a really fun time in terms of deciding what you want to purchase. This is supposed to be, when you get a car, it's a truck, it's really fun, right? It's, you love having that new one. But what you don't like is the hassle or the hustle of a sales staff that is simply there putting too much pressure on you. And that's never going to be the case at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. So enjoy yourself. They'll answer any questions you have if you want to take the pace a little bit more slowly. But I can promise you this, the GMC Sierra 1500 crew cab pickup truck is going to be there waiting for you when you're ready. And it is an awesome vehicle. GMC, we are professional grade. Make sure you go check them out at LanceCars.com.
Alexis, turn it off. Alexis, turn it off.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, right where you belong.
The rest belongs to me. Welcome to Shawshank.
You're listening to 97.5, 92.5 ESPN. I'm Dancing Dave. Stick a fork in me because we're done. Dancing Diana will be in the back half of this sound set, and she'll be taking it off like a prom dress, but not before 20 minutes of nonstop power hits. ESPN 97.5, 92.5. Oh, that's so good.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.